KO4CEF, KQ4GIV. KO4CEF, KQ4GIV.
GIV, this is KO4CEF, go ahead.
All right, how's it going?
I'm trying to get these boys moving so we can go to this Boy Scout lock-in tonight. The church, we'll do the gymnasium, and they'll play ball and dodgeball and go to bed.
Play a lot of fun for youngins. How about you? Where are you at?
Now, last year we didn't get to do it because they double-booked the church building, so there was a group setting up in the day for a few hours and play. And so this year will be the first year I get to do the whole lock-in.
I hope y'all have fun. And, it's good that you get to do that with them.
Oh, wait. So are you in the house? Are you standing outside on the radio? What you doing?
Sitting down.
New antenna, or you just still on the HT?
The one that you give me every now and then, I put the short one on and take it to work and listen to it. Wasn't nobody on today.
You're good. There's a little bit of white noise in the background, but, I mean, everything you're saying is clear.
Other day, I got on trial and talked to Chad a little bit. And he answered a couple questions for me. Then they had a guy that just had got his license, and they was giving him a class, and I listened in on it. And I talked to the new guy up there while I was working, you know, in between customers.
He's got questions, whether you're new or old. That's always good. Just the nice thing about jumping on repeaters, you got all different kinds of experience levels, and people just help you out.
I listen to them all the time. A lot of that stuff's way over my head, but I listen to it anyway. You know, I'll have anybody talk to or except customers. They just there for a minute, and then they go.
No, I mean that's the way it gets. I mean, there's still plenty that's over my head.
I have a lot to learn. I'll never learn all of it. I probably won't even try. I might try to upgrade a little bit, but I ain't going to worry about it right now. I've got summertime coming up. You know what I'll be doing in summertime.
My motorcycle.
Good going down the road. Blah, 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 blah. Wouldn't be able to hear anything.
No. But it would be funny.
Funny. I saw a younger guy had a big old whip in the back of his truck. Asked him, I said, You on the radio? He said, no, I just got it for looks.
The new thing nowadays, or I don't know if it's really that new, but, yeah, they're just taking the whips and putting them on the trucks, and it's just for looks. Because we had a guy at the Scouts, he did that. I've been trying to buy it off of him because, you know, the whips are not cheap. Well, the whips are actually not expensive, but the shipping is expensive. So I tried to talk him out of his whip when he took it off, and he won't give me an answer on it.
Where did we buy our antennas and stuff whenever we was into that?
That place on 221, I don't remember the name of it, but it was right there. He sold all kinds of CB equipment and whatnot. That's usually where I went to, or that truck stop that was on 221 right at 85. They had some stuff, but usually I went to that guy down the road on 221.
I bought that whip that I put on that 442. I bought it when I was still living in Union. You weren't even born then.
But nowadays, which some of the truck stops sell the you know, the smaller whips that the truckers use, but I'm wanting the big long giant steel whip and trim it down for 10 meters since it's, you know, CB is 11 meters. You can trim it down and use it on 10-meter band.
When trim it down, you measure it, or you going to have to cut it a little bit and do a standing wave and do all that stuff?
You measure stuff, cut it a little long, see what your SWR is, and then you just keep trimming, because, you know, once you cut off too much, there's no going back. So you just do a little bit at a time.
You take some off, but you can't put it back.
Right, so I got the Dremel tool with the little cutting blade on it. It'll saw right through them, but I want to find a whip that I'm not spending $100 on before I start cutting it.
On that, you start throwing in money in any kind of hobby or something that you can go all in. I mean, go down the rabbit hole on it bad.
I mean, I got two ICOM radios sitting on my table, and they weren't cheap either, so it can definitely be an expensive hobby. Any hobby can, but, you know, you can always trim here and there, but, you know, just like the CB whips, I can spend $90 and have it shipped, or I can just try to find one local, maybe somebody's not using anymore, and I keep an eye out for them. One day I'll find one, stumble across it for a decent price.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I can't say nothing about spending money on stuff, all the motorcycles I've had.
I'm out of HD, you know, $100 for Harley-Davidson.
Just HD now. It's going to pass that.
Well, I hate to chat and run, but I need to get these boys loaded up, and we got to get the car ready, and we got to get over to the church, so I'm going to have to take a few minutes and do that. So, yeah, don't be a stranger on the radio. Holler out. You know, we go in the mornings, which I don't think you're up in time, but, you know, you can always check APRS. I'm usually listening, if anything, going down the road, but still.
Y'all have fun. Do you know, I got your mother, your mom, another motorcycle. Look good now. I've been doing a lot of work on it. Put stuff on it and everything. I want you to see it one day.
All right. Sounds good. If you need any help with anything, just give me a holler.
And I'll talk to you later. Dog, I forgot my coffee.
KO4CEF, and I'll be clear. KQ4GIV. It was good talking to you. Y'all have a good one. Love y'all.
Okay, love y'all. Hug the boys for me and your wife. Bye. I mean, not bye. I'm not on the phone. Anyway, I'm off.
4CF clear.
4GIV clear.